following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us on the holiday, making time in between the football, the nap, and the second helping. Hope you got your nap. That's mandatory on Thanksgiving. And welcome inside the Ravens Fieldhouse, longest room in the facility. And much like the season itself, to have a great year, you've got to fill it with the things you set out to do. And this week, the Ravens set out for their longest road trip of the season, San Diego, 3,000 miles away. Takes about 6 hours to fly out. Last year in San Diego felt like 12 hours coming back after the Ravens came up short, losing 34-14. So this week, among the many things the Ravens feel thankful for, another shot at the Chargers in San Diego. And let's be honest, this holiday, it's about family. And for the Ravens, fans are family. And in no week is that more obvious than Thanksgiving week. On Tuesday alone, Ravens players took part in 9 different community activities. A major point of pride for head coach John Harbaugh.
This organization is incredible. I mean, the things that the Ravens organization do around town, for people in town, the connections that are made. We just got a lot of great people around here. And the players, no less. I mean, the players get out there and they don't just show up. You know, they don't just show up and act like, you know, they're big timers or anything like that. They talk to people, they hang out with people, especially kids. Our guys do a great job with kids. Our guys get right down there on the same level and they talk to them and look them in the eye and tell them something that, you know, is good that they'll remember the rest of their life, you know. Well, I know we're all proud of our guys and the way they handle that. Should be a good day.
For the defense, the game ball goes to Dean Pease and the defensive back. You held them scoreless for 59 minutes and 20 seconds. Dean, come on, man.
Well, you know, I think our coaches have done a great job. And it's always a process with a football team. You're always trying to become whatever it is you're going to be by the time the season's over. You never stay the same. You get better or you get worse. And it starts with the assistant coaches. You know, it starts with the guys who are working with the players every single day on a one-on-one basis. And I just happen to think we have the best staff in the National Football League. I'm really proud of our coaches. We talked about our defense this week. Our defense played really well, and I thought Dean has done a really, really good work, especially in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and just kind of revamping and working around some of the injuries and playing to the player's strength and building us in a direction where we can, you know, play really well here in December, hopefully in January. So it's Cam 2 weeks before and Jerry, you know, in between those guys. So it's been good.
Play clock down to 1. Takes the snap. Looking over the middle. Now he throws down the left hash mark. Intercepted. Corey Graham has it.
You know, Corey's a football player, you know, and so, and Corey wanted an opportunity, I think, to prove that he could play defense. He has been such a great special teams player. He's played really well for us on special teams, obviously. But, you know, guys, he knows he can play defense too, and he had a chance to prove it here. And then especially a chance to prove it in Pittsburgh, you know, in the biggest rivalry game of the year. Came up huge. We don't win that game without Corey. We do not win that game without him playing the way he played, making the plays he made. And, he played great.
Left foot takes the snap. Pumps one. Hit from behind and sacked at midfield. James Ihedebo with the safety blitz.
James Ihedebo, who was doing his dig. You know, his nickname is Dig, and he was doing the shovel dig there after a few plays he made. So guys had a lot of fun with that in the meetings this week. We talked to him after the game and, kind of said something good about the way he played. And he just looked me straight in the eye and said, "Coach, it's what you brought me here for." You know, very serious guy, loves football, loves being a Raven, you know, loves the style of play here. And he's right. That is what we brought him here for. You know, he fits us really well.
Jacoby Jones will settle under it. Inside the Ravens, 40. Fields it cleanly at the numbers. Jukes one man, 45-50. Steeler territory, 40. He's got an alley, 35-30. Heading to the far corner, 20. One man to beat, 10. Jacoby Jones does it again. Touchdown, Ravens!
I mean, I had a chance to talk with Brian Mitchell about that this week. Brian's pretty fired up because he's watching him run the same returns he was running a few years back, and he knows exactly where the cuts are supposed to go and everything else. Brian was different. Brian was more of a power returner, you know. Jacoby's more of a speed returner. obviously Brian had such a huge body of work in Washington for so many years, then in Philadelphia, then I think he had 1 year with the Giants. But Jacoby's kind of up and coming. You know, he's about 4 or 5 years in the league now. What Brian was fired up about is they're both from Louisiana. You know, something down there, you know, must be something in the water down there that breeds great returners. It's Thanksgiving, you know, and that's something, I think it's a tradition in the National Football League. Come in early, and we'll leave early. And we'll cut out a couple meetings that we'll tack on to Wednesday and Friday. And we'll still get our work done, but we need to get the guys away. We'll get them away about 1 o'clock on Thursday and get them back with their families. And we'll make sure the coaches do the same. You know, after practice is over, coaches are mandated to go home. I mean, what's more important than that, you know? It's this turkey sandwich. It's a turkey sandwich at about 5 o'clock, you know, right between, you got the two games there with mayonnaise and white bread. I don't hear anything about any wheat bread for a turkey sandwich.
And that explains why you don't see any coaches and players with me here in the Fieldhouse. Usually on a Thursday, this place is buzzing with activity, but Thanksgiving Thursday is special, especially for a former coach's son. John Harbaugh grew up in football with his dad as a coach, and any coach's son knows Thanksgiving brings it all together. It's almost the perfect storm. Football, family, and a little time off to savor, rest, and get ready for Sunday's game. And for Ravens players, giving thanks means giving back, which they do all across the community.
The Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and the Ravens Army hits the streets, bringing joyful tidings and thanks, like Tyrod Taylor.
It definitely hits my heart, especially around this time of year. Just a loving time of the year, and just thankful that I'm able to do things like this. I remember being in those guys' shoes, just looking up the guys in the NFL, and just taking every word they say and just using it and applying it to my life.
Many Ravens recall tough times in their childhood, and the blessings being a Raven can bring.
You know, to be able to give back, you know, to people that are less fortunate than us, and you know, really celebrate them. I mean, and also support, you know, my teammate and everything that he's doing. I mean, it's so important with the platform that we have to give back to people that are less fortunate.
Like Jameel McClain, who spent many holidays in a difficult situation, now amazed that he's become the provider.
53 families, man, is one of my favorite events of the year. You know, it's an opportunity where we get to select 53 families to come here, and we just have a dinner. We have a full-on dinner, and they take all of the trimming. They get a whole basket to take home, a turkey, all of the side, you know. So it's the third year of it, and I'm fortunate. You know, every year is great. I get to meet a bunch of people.
And Ed Reed, whose decade-long commitment to Baltimore City Kids sees the blessings going both ways.
You know, we just want to make sure that as many families as we can have a great Thanksgiving, you know, and just seeing their smiles, man, knowing that you're making somebody happy, you know, and you're helping somebody, you know, that's what it's about. It's not just me. I mean, my teammates are doing things too tonight. You know, Ray Rice is feeding families, man. It's just awesome, man. This is what Thanksgiving is about.
Ray turned chef at the Helping Hands Mission. His viewpoint truly speaks for the entire organization.
This is a special time of year, you know, where be able to give back, number one, and you know, provide for others. And it's just, you know, you lay football aside, you think about how you want to be an impact in the community. This is it, you know, being able to provide a meal for Thanksgiving, and it just means the world to me. Well, the greatest part about this is, you know, you see smiles, and no matter what the situation is or circumstance, they know they're going to have a nice meal for Thanksgiving, and that's what it's all about. But just get up close with them and, you know, be personal with them and let them get to know me a little bit. That means a lot.
Coming up, we take a look back at a Ravens trip to San Diego that shows the makings of a future Hall of Famer. And we'll share with you the source of the Ravens' strength in their secondary.
AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens, by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens, and by MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.